Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump is expected to sign the $900 billion coronavirus relief bill today, with important provisions like direct payments to many Americans of up to $600 and an additional $300 a week for the unemployed. But there's also legislation unrelated to the pandemic, including what some are calling the most significant congressional action on climate change in a decade. Congress has approved $35 billion to fund clean power, tax credits for wind and solar, as well as drawing down the use of hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs, a chemical used in refrigerators and air conditioning units that is speeding up climate change. Let's find out more about that. Joining us now is Stephen Urich, Chief Executive of the Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Institute. It's a group that represents the industry. Stephen, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate being here.
And I think it's worth noting that this law was supported by industry groups like yours, by environmental groups, and also by Republican and Democratic senators. Why is that?
Because it's a great bill that does, you know, it has great environmental benefits, but the real greatness of it is it's about economics and jobs and U.S. manufacturing. And because of that, it brought everything together into a great package. And it also represents a lot of work that not only my staff and industry have done, but also the Republicans and Democrats in Congress, as well as the environmental groups, where we all got together and said we need to move this forward. And we need to do this for the environment, and we need to do it for the economy.
Well, let's be clear about how bad HFCs are for the environment. They're a very powerful greenhouse gas with 1,000 times the heat-trapping power as traditional fossil fuel emissions. So as you say, that's why the environmental groups like it. What is the calculation for you on the economic side? Why does it make good economic sense to draw these chemicals down?
Well, it makes good economic sense because of, well, one, the environmental benefits, as you said, but two, it's the U.S. technology. We've been leading and we're the inventors of refrigeration and air conditioning, and we want to continue with that. And these technologies, as we recognized back in the 80s, when the refrigerants that were being used were depleting the ozone, the industry stepped forward, worked with environmentalists, passed the Montreal Protocol. Here we saw that the refrigerants that were replacing them, the ozone-depleting ones, had environmental impact. And so we said, we need to develop something better. We know that we need, and people need refrigeration, they need comfort cooling, especially today with vaccines. We need to make sure that those things are transported safely and are done. So we need to have these refrigerants. And so as an industry, we did the research, spent the money, came up with better refrigerants that provide that refrigeration, that comfort cooling. And we want to sell those refrigerants not only here in the U.S., but be the leader globally.
Okay, so in the next 15 years, the legislation would reduce HFCs to just 15% of 2012 levels. But are you saying that you've already created the alternatives to these HFCs? Help me understand that, because why can't you just start selling them?
Because in the market, it takes a period of time. This equipment has useful lives from anywhere from 15 to 20 to 25 years. And so people aren't going to be able to replace today something they just put in a couple of years ago. And we don't want to. That's not economic. It doesn't make sense. And so there needs to be, just like we did with the ozone depleting refrigerants, a period of transition where new products are put in, either in new construction or in replacing old equipment, but you continue to be able to service the equipment that's in and still has a useful life in homes and businesses.
In 2016, 197 countries signed the Kigali Accords. You know that because you were there. That agreed to phase out HFCs, but the Trump administration never ratified it. What does it mean now to have the U.S. in compliance with that treaty, which is what this law will do? It means that the U.S. Will be in compliance with the treaty, at least in spirit, whether or not it's ratified by the U.S. Senate.
One, it again puts us forward as the leader in this. We were the ones the U.S. and the U.S. industry that pushed forward the Kigali Amendment over 10 years to get it done. We are now showing that we are stepping up and implementing it, and it has great economic and trade benefits, because if we weren't in compliance, unlike a lot of other treaties or protocols, this one had teeth. And if we weren't part of it, by 2030, no U.S. products could be sold into countries that had ratified the agreement. And so, you know, we needed to be in compliance. We needed to do it so that this technology could be there and that we could continue to have the jobs and the manufacturing here in the U.S.
Stephen Urich, Chief Executive of the Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Institute, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.